Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When nobody's watching, in those early mornings, when it's dark, it's wet, it's cold, you feel tired, you feel sore, it's warm on the couch, what do you do then?
I know every motherfucker ain't gonna do what I'm gonna do. This is how you level up. I know there's a whole bunch of people with that right there. That fires me up. That brings joy to my life right there. Because I know there's so many people that have the ability and just refuse to get off that couch. Refuse to study a few more hours. Refuse to go deeper, to go further. And that's where I gain the advantage.
No one goes the extra mile and keeps going.
I feel like this next generation that's coming up, they seem like a bunch of pussies to me.
It's so easy to be great nowadays, my friend, because most people are weak. Most people don't want to go to that extra mile. Most people don't want to find that extra because it sucks. It's miserable. It's lonely. Now I fucking thrive in that shit. That's the only place to be.
There's never been more opportunity than there is right now. If you're a fucking savage and you get out there and you grind hard and you want it bad enough, you can run all these guys over, man.
I was never the strongest guy. I'm not the fastest guy. Not the smartest guy. But I will work, and I will work hard.
I'll never be in the Olympics. I'll never be a professional athlete, but still I grind. I fail at most things I do, but still I grind. I don't want to do half the shit I do, but still I grind. And that one day, you see me down a dark alley, running at 1 o'clock in the morning, no one thing. I was grinding.
I will be up when my competitor's asleep. I will be up when my enemy is curled up in bed. I will be up getting after it.
If you can't, right now, there's no one looking, man.
If no one was looking, I had a chance to sneak in some extra work. To do a little bit more while no one's looking. They'll think I'm better than I am. So I recommend you do that right now. No one's looking. You're home alone. Do more!
Do I like the long hours? No. Do I like having to watch a game at 3 o'clock in the morning? No. But I have to be prepared because I'm addicted to the result.
If today you never say good enough, tomorrow, you'll always have enough. Championships aren't won in the theater or the arena. They're won in the thousands of hours in the training room, in the labs, and the 5 a.m. runs, and it's raining, when everyone else is sleeping. That's when it's won. The heart of a champion is a light switch that's always on. It doesn't go on and off when someone's watching. It's constant.
Champions aren't found on the podium with their hand up. No, champions are found in the lab studies, the thousands of hours of hard work when no one's watching. That's what makes the will unstoppable. When you're in here and no one else is, and you're pushing yourself harder than anybody with no one around.
It's how you look at something if your name's attached to it, and you do it right, the best of your ability every single time. If you're dusting your countertops, do you dust around the picture frame, or do you pick the f*** up and dust the entire thing? Do the job right or don't do it at all. That's the same person who has his hand raised on the podium one day.
How you hold yourself in the small things of life. Build the character winning blocks of the things that we're remembered for. And it begins now with no one looking. How you hold yourself. How you see yourself. What do you do when nobody's watching? If you do it then, I guarantee you'll be doing it when everyone's watching.
Execute, execute, execute. And that's what people don't do. They don't execute. Making a freaking plan is the easy part. And you have to understand, if you don't execute on the plan, if you don't get up in the morning when you're feeling tired, scared, if you don't execute, you're not just cheating yourself. You're cheating your family. You're cheating your employees. You're cheating your team. Whatever you're a part of, it's bigger than you, man.
Nobody wants to do it. That's the thing. When you look at someone and you say that man or that woman has something that I don't have, nobody woke up with that shit. They got it from showing up every day and executing. And especially when they don't feel like it. You think that this just happens. You think, I'm going to show up, I'm going to put in my time, and then I'm going to be rich. And that ain't what happens.
Everyone's always looking for other people to do stuff for them. Stop looking for fucking help from everybody else. It starts and ends with you.
You've got to do more. You've got to become valuable. You've got to understand that what you get paid to do is the minimum. And everything on top of that is your investment in your future.
So if you're going to stand out, don't do the same thing that everybody else is doing.
Separate yourself. You playing against other teams and you're doing exactly what they're doing. Separate yourself. Stop doing what they're doing. If you stop doing what they're doing, you're going to be a champion. Stop following. No more following. No more doing what everybody else is doing. Set the doggone standards. It's time for y'all to set the standard.
If you decide that my life deserves my developing this what I do well and becoming the best at it and mastering myself and seeing what I have within me, I grant you that your gifts will take you places that will literally amaze you. All of us need some area of our lives where we can have a feeling of competence. That people know when they think about this area, that's something you do. That you eat and sleep that. And that you do that. You do that. And people know it. If you begin to work to develop your gifts, you'll develop a strong sense of happiness. You'll get a larger vision of yourself.
The harder you work, the harder it is to surrender.
Everything you do it like this is the last time you're gonna do it.
If you're in bed right now and you're rolling around and you can't fall asleep, get the fuck up. It probably means you haven't done an honest day's work to earn that rest at night. I can put an honest day's work in here that more than anyone does in a week, and no one sees it because it's supposed to be that way. This is the fucking means to the ends. It's not the ends. And you're not in here to get an achievement. You're in here to pay your fucking dues so later in life you never wonder what it.
You know what you gotta do to get to paradise? You gotta fight like fucking hell to get to paradise. The ones that can fight, the ones that come back, those are the ones that succeed. Those are the icons of the world. There's many legends out there. There's very few icons.
Don't wanna be here right now? No, I don't wanna be here right now. I'd much rather be home watching the game. But later down the road, I don't wanna always be just watching the fucking game. One day I wanna play the fucking game. So by being here now ensures that I'm not gonna be a spectator for the rest of my life. That's why I love the fucking pain and progress.
It is the process of the grind that shapes you and forms you. It's not the game. And that's why most of y'all get beat in the game or make mistakes in the game because you think grinding is what happens when the sun comes out. You think grinding is what happens when the lights come on. You think grinding is what happens when people get in the stage. That's not grind. The real grind is in the dark when nobody sees you, when nobody knows what you're doing. When you studying without coach, when you putting in those extra reps, when you watching those videos and you getting inspired, when you change your music, it's the process that makes you sweet.
No matter how good you are, no matter how fast you are, no matter how smart you are, no matter how strong you are, there is always someone out there who will be bigger, faster, smarter, or stronger.
So what do? You can't always control who or what you're up against, but you can always control your effort. You must outwork every single one of those people you're competing with.
When you find yourself up against other people and see yourself falling behind, are you the person who gives up and gives in? Are you the person who starts making excuses for why you're not doing as much as you could? Are you the person who finds it a reason to start doing things you're not supposed to? Taking breaks? Slacking off? Sleeping in? Eating like crap? Or are you the one who sees opportunity? The opportunity to get ahead of everyone else. The opportunity to work harder and perform better when it's game time. The opportunity to improve yourself and hold yourself accountable to what you know you can achieve if you really tried your hardest.
In the shadows and darkness, when most people are still in bed or have gone home already, where you fight to become the best version of yourself every damn day.
It's that process of pushing yourself to perform better. That's what stretches you to reach higher and higher levels. You don't become number one by taking it easy. You become number one by pushing yourself to the outer limits of your capabilities.
It's these quiet, unseen moments that legends are made. You're not there to participate. You're there to fucking dominate.
You gotta refuse to accept that you are what you are, and that what your life is like now is what you're doomed to be forever. No, you fight. You scratch and claw every day to improve, just a little bit. Weeding out all those weaknesses you have sneaking around in your brain. You weed those out with discipline, forcing yourself to execute on your mission for the day.
Doing those hard things you have resistance from doing. And as you shut down those weaknesses, as you continue to prune out all the fickle feelings of laziness, you are literally building mental strength. You become tougher through completion. When you get hard stuff done, it builds your belief in your vision. It builds belief in your company. It builds belief in your ideas. It builds belief in yourself.
So while most people are sitting around waiting for change, making all these amazing plans for how to revolutionize their lives and become better, you get your ass up and get to fucking work. Plans don't change people. Action changes people. So make movement, move forward every day of your life.
If they make 10 sales, you make 20. If they work 8 hours, you work 10. Whatever they do, I need you to do just a little more, because when you add up all those extra bits of effort, day after day after day, that's gonna make the difference between winning and losing.
When others start slacking off, making excuses, you see a golden opportunity. It's your chance to double down, to push harder when everyone else is easing up. Every setback, every obstacle is a chance to show what you're made of. It's a chance to toughen up, to hone your skills, to rise above the bullshit.
You might not control the raw talent, but you sure as hell control the effort. It's about grinding harder, pushing further, sweating more. It's about turning every damn ounce of your being into a relentless pursuit of excellence.
You become the fucking nightmare of everyone in your field, because while they're resting on their laurels, you're out there, grinding, improving, outworking every single one of them. You don't just aim to keep up. You aim to leave them all in your fucking dust.
I dominate. When I die, you ain't gonna forget my name. I dominate this doggone thing. I dominate. Where I go, stuff happens. I dominate. If you gonna win, you just can't play this game, because there are other teams that wanna do exactly what you gotta do. So what you gotta do in practice is dominate in practice. Some of y'all, that's your problem. You think that you can dominate when the lights come on. If you can't dominate in practice, you can't dominate when the lights come on. I get up every morning at 3 o'clock. I dominate at 3 o'clock in the morning. I dominate when everybody sleep. I dominate at 4 in the morning, 6 in the morning. Why? Because y'all just getting up. I dominate in the dark. I dominate when nobody sees me.
Because you just got to get there before the genius get there. They ain't waking up to 8. So if you get up at 3, you ain't got to be smarter than them. You just got to be quicker than them. You just got to be faster than them. You just got to get to the spot before they get to the spot. You ain't got to be them. You ain't got to be on their level. You don't have to be as smart. You don't have to become them. You can stay you, but you got to get there before they get there if you're going to stay you.
Are we the underdogs?
Good. That's where legends rise.
They overlook us, we overperform. They doubt us, we outdo. We keep moving, we keep pushing, unstoppable. Let's carve our names right here and right now.
I guarantee you, when I line up and they line up, I want what all other men want. But when the challenge hits, when the opposition hits, when the pain creeps in, when the uncertainty creeps in, when the cuts, when the scars, when the bruises come, I just want it a little bit more than they want it.
And if you ain't got more heart than me, if you ain't been working harder than me, if you ain't sacrificed more than me, I'm gonna destroy you.
And so that's how I conquer, and that's how nobody has ever beaten me yet. Like, when you work for something, it gives you a different type of attachment to it.
I need you to eat, sleep, breathe, dominate. We're not playing to the level of our competition no more. You're gonna look at film in a way they don't look at film. You're gonna practice in a way they don't practice. Listening to coach, paying attention, being locked in and focused. Everything you do is gonna be in a way that nobody else does. You can't win it if you can't see it. You gotta see each one. You gotta see yourself winning in practice. You gotta see yourself winning the game, the championship. You gotta see yourself. Wake up every single day. I was here before I was here. I was in this spot right here. I was talking from right here. I envisioned it. I saw it already. I see it before it happens. Discipline means that you dominate when you feel like it, and you dominate when you don't feel like it.
What do you do when somebody's not there watching you? What do you do when you have to either do what it is you know you're supposed to do without somebody there to supervise you, or you get to take the play off because no one's going to know the difference?
Those are the things that make up success, and that's discipline. You have to do the things that you don't feel like doing because you know it needs to be fucking done.
You train hard, push limits, learn every single day. That's our backbone. That's our hustle. This is our turn, our unwavering will. Every tackle, every move is for something bigger.
Discipline is you do it so long and so hard, and you're so passionate about it that even when you don't feel like it, you still operate at the highest level.
Embrace the process, trust the process, but most importantly, you got to respect the process. Talent would never supersede it.
If we respect it the way we say we respect it, if we love it the way we say we love it, if we cherish it the way we say we cherish it, every single day should be nothing less than excellence.
You might not always be your best, but you can always bring me your best.
It's about outworking, outlasting, and outperforming. Not just others, but your past self. It's about the relentless pursuit of excellence, the unyielding discipline, and the unstoppable force of taking action every single day.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.